Hey, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are two Arizona realtors who have built multi-million dollar businesses using only social media.
And now we're bringing you our best kept secrets and social strategies to grow your small business online.
So grab your coffee and a notebook.
And let's dive into Socially Modern.
Hey, hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Socially Modern.
So excited to be here and for this topic, especially this week for me, but...
Yeah, all about reels.
Our top tips for using reels.
This is going to be a good one. We say that every time.
But. I know. Okay, but today's recording session, just so you guys know, we record... several episodes at once, but today's recording session, we had four different ones that we've recorded, and we're like, after every single one, we're like, that one was so good.
Yeah. I just cannot wait to get these out to people.
I know. I'm excited.
Cool. Well, you guys, Reels is a fairly new thing. It is Instagram's version of TikTok. Which at first, I'll be honest, because I had a lot of success with TikTok and I love TikTok. And when Instagram came out with Reels, I was like,
I know you didn't want to move over right away.
They're copycatting. Ugh. Like I was super like, no.
And
like,
I was TikTok excited.
Is so cool. And now I'm like, I hardly ever get on TikTok anymore. And, you know, for different reasons. But I mean...
I don't love TikTok at all as much. And I think that I didn't like Reels right at first because they still had some kinks to work out and TikTok was easier. Mm-hmm. But now I find Reels to be really easy. Plus I'm, you know, like Instagram is my jam. I love it. So
same. I mean,
I'm just glad that they have their own platform. Plus their filters are way better.
Yeah. I won't lie. Like it is nice to be able to use the same filters that I have used in my stories to kind of stay on brand a little bit. So
exactly. Anyway. So we're going to talk about why you should be using Reels first and foremost.
Yeah. Before we get into our tips, like, let me tell you why you should be using Reels. So the first thing is that Instagram always prioritizes organic reach with their new features. So anybody that is using any of the new features, so at first, you know, it might have been stories or it might have been lives or IGTVs, whatever, all of these features that Instagram has come up with in the last however many years, they will, people that use those will get a lot more organic or unpaid reach. So all it costs you is the time and energy that it takes you to create that content.
And then they're just out there pushing it really, really hard. Yep. So the engagement is through the roof, like we said. And I've been experiencing that this week. I know Jesse's experienced it just in general, but this was my first time having one of my reels go like crazy. Mm-hmm. Would I say that it went viral? I don't even know what the number is for viral.
I don't even know if there's a number for viral. You could say it went viral.
I feel like it went viral because, and I'm going to tell you guys my win because I think it's important to hear it from us and people that are out there doing it. There was literally no rhyme or reason why this particular reel would go viral. It was so good. I ended up gaining in following count like 2,000 new followers just this week. Mm-hmm. Because of this reel, and it's still counting and climbing right now. I'm at like 200 and something thousand plays.
It's insane. That's how I went from, I had two of them that kind of went crazy at the same time.
I know. I go stalk your numbers. I'm like, where is Jesse's biggest reel? I've got to come over. I got to like reach yours. I keep trying.
So I had a couple of them go viral kind of at the same time. And it pushed me from, I had like around like 3,000 followers. It pushed me from 3,000 to like 13,000.
It's crazy.
Over the course of a couple of weeks. And that was just pure insanity.
And then you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I'm sure that you felt that because I was just telling you like, Jesse, I have 98 unread messages. And I'm like, I need to go through all of these messages, but it just like happened really fast. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that I get back to everybody. But, you know, it's been so cool to see. And Jesse was always over here preaching TikTok. And I did a little bit of TikTok until Reels came, and Reels were like, okay, I got to do Reels because Jesse clearly knows what she's talking about. Even I was over here like, oh, okay, I gotta do Reels.
Yeah.
Gotta dance around in my kitchen or something.
And now it's like, I was telling you before we hopped on here, I was like, I just needed one other person to experience what I experienced to be able to kind of confirm. It's kind of like a hypothesis, and confirm my hypothesis that like, it literally just happens. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It just... some videos take off and some don't.
Yep. It's just what it is for whatever reason.
That's reason number one why you should be using Reels. Reason number two is that people are looking for easily accessible education right now. Like, this is, we're in a digital age. How easy is it to go to a YouTube video of how to change a tire? Or we literally watched YouTube videos on how to do our backsplash in our kitchen. Like,
it's true. Anything that we want to do, right? We just want our instant gratification and our instant knowledge in mm-hmm. today's world. And that is exactly what we're giving the people. So whatever type of business you have some form of education to give.
Exactly. And the way I see it is education is a form of subtle selling.
And when you said that to me, I was like, okay, seriously, I love it. That is so true.
Think about it. So say somebody, a business owner. For example, I'll take the guy that we watched the YouTube video of about the backsplash. He took the time to educate on how to do a tile backsplash in a kitchen. Now, because he led with education, which is something we're going to talk about here in a minute, but because he led with education, I built a trust with him. I'm like, oh, I trust this guy. Like, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. If he would have had some type of, I don't know, maybe an upsell to like a book or another video or I don't know.
Or not only that, maybe he's a local handyman or something, or a contractor.
Or like an affiliate. Like, maybe he's an affiliate for, you know, I mean, it's pretty simple to become an affiliate for Amazon these days. Like,
right.
Maybe he had some tools. Like, I'm way more inclined to buy what he's selling because he educated me. Not because he sat me down from across the table and was like, this is why you should choose me to XYZ.
Right.
You know, so when he
broke down that wall with you, like, and that's what education brings, is like, yep, somebody's they're open to listening and they're sitting there on that other side of the screen. And now they feel like they know you, like you, and trust you, and they would totally do business with you.
And people don't want to be sold to these days. How often people are starting to buy vehicles online because no one wants to go to a car dealership and deal with a car salesman. I never answer my door for door-to-door salesmen.
It's all about convenience and the knowledge, right? And so if you're bringing those things to the table in your business, then you're bound to have and find success with people. And it's going to feel a lot more comfortable too. Mm-hmm. It's not so cringy.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. But on top of that, Reels are where people are at, right? Reels, Instagram in general. Instagram is a powerhouse. We've talked about this. Instagram does it all. They couldn't stand that TikTok was over here with a feature. Everybody was loving TikTok, right? And now what? They just immediately created their own version of it called Reels. Mm-hmm. And they sucked everybody right back into Instagram world.
Yes.
So honestly, you need to show up where your people are at. And right now, with our digital age, and especially us, we often refer to millennials and Gen Zers, but that's where they are. That's where they're comfortable. That's where they want to see from or hear from their brands mm-hmm. and companies and learn, honestly.
People are more apt to search for businesses in the Instagram Explorer than they almost are on Google.
Well, we were just talking about this. We said, okay, we need to find other like-minded realtors because of these Reels, a lot of times we're getting messages for to help people find realtors in other states. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously, I want to partner with realtors that are similar to us. Mm-hmm. And how would I find them? I'm going to go and find them through hashtags.
On Instagram. So
it's like hashtag New York Realtor.
Yeah. No kidding. For real. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I've just always been like, I want to meet my people where they're at. And where are my people at? They're on social media.
Social media. I do the same thing though when I'm looking for a cake person or cookies, or I wanted a white bounce house for Chaser's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. I went and like found somebody on Instagram. That's how I made that purchase, that sale for them, right? Yeah. So anyways, you definitely want to be showing up where the people's eyes are, and everybody's eyes are on social media.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the last reason that we have written down for why you should be using Reels is because it's different and it's unique.
It's like, fun. It's energetic. It gets like Jesse said, you're not feeling like cringy in your selling. It mm-hmm. just is natural and it's fun. People are open to watching your silly videos of you dancing around in your kitchen or your office doing whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is. It's a good time. And honestly, I find them fun to make. So
yeah, they're fun to make. They're fun to watch. And I mean, it's what sets us apart from other real estate agents. Like, there are still other real estate agents out there doing door knocking, open housing, and cold calling, and that's great for them, and that's what they choose to do with their business. I choose to make silly videos of me with a towel on my head in my kitchen.
You so just did that. I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, but it's attention grabbing though, too. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. I need to go and watch this video.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, guys, you should be using Reels. Hopefully we've convinced you.
Hopefully.
So now, how can I get started with Reels? So these are some just general tips we have for you for when it comes to using Reels. And I will lead off with this first one because it's like, if I had a soapbox, this is what my soapbox would be.
And it so would be.
It's to always, always, always lead with education.
We cannot say that enough. Stress it enough.
Lead with education and lead with value. Like, what is valuable to your people? What is valuable to your potential clients and that kind of thing? I mean, you are not too professional to bring some educational, short and sweet knowledge bombs, no matter what you do for your business or how long you've been doing it.
Exactly. Get out there, throw some reels together. You don't even have to do anything crazy. I had a reel that did amazing and I just like stood there and pointed. It was one of those reels.
Yeah, and you filled in the text later. Like, it's crazy, you know? And then if you guys remember the 10-minute exercise that we talked about in episode 6 about getting started on social media, this also applies. But what questions did you write down when you did that exercise? You know, in that exercise, we ask you to sit down, set a timer for 10 minutes, and literally just write down every question that you can think of that you've ever received or even ever asked. And
asked yourself, yeah.
And, you know, answer those questions. Use a reel to answer that question. So, for example, a question for my ideal client might be, well, how do I get started buying my first house? I could do a reel and say, you need to talk to a lender, you need to talk to a realtor.
Very simple things.
Easy.
And you plug that text on there and then you hit publish.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But basically, there's some other little tips in here that we also have for you mm-hmm. in regards to those. But yeah, you know, and I was just like in my head thinking, I'm like, I just recently got hair extensions and I have yet to come across somebody who does hair extensions that's doing reels to provide useful tips. Like the first time I washed my hair, I was actually a little nervous, you know, mm-hmm. just like different things. Like, how do I wash my hair with extensions? Yeah. How should I dry my hair? Like very, very basic things. So whatever type of service you're in, there is something that you can provide value on and you can give short, sweet little tips.
Mm-hmm. And that's almost what we've talked about. I was re-listening to our episodes this past week and I don't remember which episode it was. I think maybe our episode 2 about top tips on social media. Anyway, it was, you don't want to give away too much information. You want to leave people hanging in a sense. And Reels is the perfect opportunity to do that because you're giving them just a short little golden nugget of knowledge, but it's not enough for them to go, it's one piece to the puzzle.
It's almost like a call to action.
Yeah.
Because at the very end of most of my reels, it's like, message me so I can help you plan, or I help you plan 12 months in advance. You know what I mean? And just simple things like that. And I'm sure that, like, as a blonde hair specialist or maybe a lash artist, like, I'm sure you have consults or, you know, try the glue before you get your lashes put on. I don't know. Just different things like that. So you have a call to action that you could throw in there, I'm sure, at the very end, you know, just reminding people who you are and what you do. But the video was fun and energetic, and people respond to them really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I mean, the next tip is to use trending sounds for a chance to go viral. So if you've ever scrolled reels for any length of time, you've probably heard the same sound multiple times. This is what I like to call a trend because multiple people are doing it. And these sounds, sometimes they'll have like an accompanying style or dance to the video or like a theme. Like one of the trends right now is the It's Tricky song by DMC. People are doing like a this or that type of thing to that song, but they're turning around and making it their own. So they're applying it to whatever is relevant to them, whether it's their business or personal life or whatever. But like that's a current trend right now. So I actually have recorded and have a draft in my reels to this song with this trend. So I'm going to utilize that for a chance to, you know, for it to catch on and to go viral and to get more organic reach.
Use some of that fire right now.
Yeah. So, so you have to, you can use trending sounds for a chance to go viral on reels and reach more people, because isn't that kind of what we're all trying to do, is reach more people to make more sales, to make more money?
100%.
So anyway.
Anyway, something that I also like to do on my reels is create a cover. I love to go into Canva and I have like my brand colors in there and certain fonts that I like to use just so that it's memorable for people. And I'll throw a great photo there, put some text, and always my text is usually pretty attention grabbing, right? Like, like no down payment, no problem kind of thing or something like that. And I'll throw that on there because it gets people's attention. But then too, when you go to my feed, it flows really nicely. Everything looks good for that aesthetic that I'm still going for. So anyways, I really love it. You can use this to send a message to your clients, potential clients. And then, of course, like I said, make sure that it's attention grabbing.
Yeah. You're a lot better at the cover thing than I am.
I love doing it, though.
I have a bunch of reels that I've like that I uploaded from TikTok. And here's the other thing, you guys, if you're big time on TikTok and you have TikTok videos that you've created, you can save those TikTok videos and repurpose them and upload them into reels. I've done it.
You should definitely. Some of my first ones were from TikTok.
Yeah. So, I mean, because of that and because, like, I have very few of the videos I've ever posted on Reels have actually been created with Reels. You know, I didn't have quite as much of an opportunity to use the covers. But my alternative to that is in the first few seconds of your video, use an attention grabber, like attention grabbing text or a movement or something like that to stop someone's scroll, because again, they can just get scrolling pretty quickly, you know. So if you use
definitely
like big text, like I've used like, hey, first time home buyers or something,
speak
like
directly
that
to that person that you're trying to talk to.
Yeah. And that's attention grabbing. That's going to get them to stay on your video and potentially, you know, follow you, maybe even DM you or go to your profile, go to your shop and purchase whatever you're selling.
Definitely.
So, and then the last one, you guys, is just to have fun and don't worry about perfection.
Perfection is not needed here. It can be so real and you. I've done reels in literally like a sweatsuit outfit.
I know what one you're talking about.
And I love it. It's just like they're comfy. I'll literally like pour myself a glass of wine, set up my ring light and do a reel in my kitchen.
Reels just allows us as business people to show a different side of ourselves. And quite frankly, I think people love it. I think people like seeing that other side of you. I mean, this just rolls into my philosophy with how I use social media is mixing personal and business. But I think like people love it. People think that it's funny and they're just like, oh my gosh, I love your videos. I think they're so funny and so educational. Like I get tons of DMs.
I think it makes people. You relatable.
Yeah. You know,
so then they feel like, okay, we've broken down that barrier again, mm-hmm. and they feel comfortable reaching out to you.
Now, listen, I mean, freely admit there have been tons of like takes that I have done that have not been up to snuff or that I don't like or whatever, you know, like
guilty.
That's natural. that's going to happen. Like if I don't match the voiceover perfectly, right?
I'm going
to
redo
it. I'm going to redo it, but I'm not going to not post a reel because one hair was out of place or because when I first got started on TikTok, the first video of mine that went viral, my hair was in a bun and I had no makeup on and my lighting was terrible.
Like, just goes to show like though, things, it's just real life. Know? And that's what we liked about TikTok too. And now reels was that like there are people out there, you know, doing a video in their kitchen like I do mm-hmm. or whatever, but it's not pristine and perfect and everything's like amazing and the lighting's great all the time.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's much more realistic. It's like a good blend of stories and a post.
And we kind of come back to this mindset thing. Like when you are growing and getting out of your comfort zone, you're going to have to let go of negative mindset. And this is one of those instances where, because I get a lot of people that are like, oh, I just need to do a video or I just haven't yet. And it's like there's something in your mind that's holding you back from doing that. And you need to figure out what it is and learn how to overcome it.
Definitely. And that's pretty deep.
That is very deep. We won't get into that. But
that's a mindset combo. But it does. But it's so true, though. There are so many people out there who struggle making videos. And it's like, well, at least with reels, you don't even have to use your voice.
Yeah.
You can stand there and point. It is not requirement to mm-hmm. dance. So don't feel like you have to do one of the dances.
Yeah.
And just try a few of them and just push through that mm-hmm. vulnerability.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've given you your pep talk to make a reel, here is your step-by-step process to actually make a reel. This is like the how-to.
Mm-hmm. This is the how-to version. Like if we had a YouTube video going right now, we would like have a screenshot of our phone up and we'd be like walking you through this. But because this is all done audio, feel free to open up your phone. Don't exit the podcast, but open up your phone and let's walk through this together.
Perfect.
So if you're on your front feed on Instagram, depends on if you've had the update or not, because the plus sign to add a post used to be
in the bottom middle.
I think they did this on purpose because now like if you just instinctively go to like hit that, you go to reels. And I think that they're just like naturally pushing reels, right? They want more people on reels.
Okay.
So sneaky, sneaky.
So sneaky.
So if you go on your Instagram feed, whether you've had the update or not, in the upper right-hand corner, you have a plus sign. And then it'll take you to where you can create either a new post, a new story, or new reels. So you're going to go to your reels. And so step number one is like before you even really go to create a reel, you kind of have to find some inspiration. You have to figure out, okay, well, what am I going to create? You know, so you want to find some inspiration in sound. So we get this a lot. People are like, how do you find inspiration for your photos or for your reels? And I'm like, I literally just scroll through reels. And I get ideas.
Save the video so that then you have the audio.
Yep.
Especially that's how you would find something that's trending is like obviously you'd be sitting there scrolling through videos and you're going to see the same sound or hear the same sound mm-hmm. and see the same type of video being played from other people over and over. So that's one that you may want to save.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can even just go. I mean, if you're on the new feed, go to the bottom in the middle and click on reels. And then honestly, just like start scrolling.
And pick a video that you like.
Mm-hmm. Save the sound. So the way that you save the sound is, I think there's a couple different ways. The way I do it is I click on the audio. So there's
the title,
the little track that's like scrolling through. I click that and it takes me to the audio page. Then in the upper right hand corner, there's the save flag. I just click that and then that audio is saved kind of in my bank of audio. So when I go to create a video, I can
just use that audio.
And that's what's so cool. And that's what drew me to TikTok in the first place. Because if you remember Vine from forever ago.
I didn't ever really use Vine.
I loved Vine. I
but you're younger than
so
me.
Many nights so late just scrolling through Vine. But anyway, with Vine, you had to create your own sound from scratch. And so it was really hard to replicate what someone else had done. So that's the cool thing with TikTok and Reels is that you can replicate the same sounds that other people are using. So you can, you know, just start scrolling through your reels, start saving some sounds. You can also save the videos for reference later if you want to.
If it's a dancing or something, you may want to do that.
Yeah.
But now that you have your inspo, you're pretty much ready to go and just start creating yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you'll go, you'll take your saved sound, you'll say use audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick a filter, which I always love to do. I'll pick a filter.
Mm-hmm.
And usually any filters that you use for stories, those are already popped up in there. So mm-hmm. you can use your favorite ones.
You can choose a length. So you can do like a 15 or 30 second, I think is the only options that they
have.
Yeah, you can do a 15 second video or a 30 second video. You can add an audio. I'm looking at it right now. That's how I'm able to like tell you so specifically.
Good.
You can do like in slow-mo or like twice, like speed or slow-mo if you want to do that. Add the filters like Stephanie was saying and then the timer feature. I honestly think that the timer feature is super underutilized. And
I think it's the best feature to use. I don't even use like the slow-mo in any of those yet. I really don't.
I can always
tell. You play with more stuff.
I can always tell when someone doesn't use the timer because their finger comes away from the screen when they start the video. And I'm like, oh girl, use the timer. So the timer feature is really cool because you can set it to do like a 3 or 10 second timer before it starts. So it will count down before the sound actually starts and it starts recording you. And you can set it for a certain amount of time within the video. So say your video is 15 seconds long, but I only want to do a 5 second clip. I can drag that to 5 seconds and then it will automatically stop it at that time. So whenever you see really clean cut videos of maybe someone in one position and then in another position, it's because they're using the timer feature. So
try it, test it out. Some of your first videos may not be this in depth and you're just like, I'm just going to put a filter. I'm going to press play and just try and see what happens. And that is totally cool too.
Yeah.
But
I mean, just get in there and start using it.
You do. You just kind of have to start messing around with it. But then once you have it, you're like, all right, ready to go. You'll hit that you've saved your video. You're ready to upload it, mm-hmm. essentially. So you can put a caption in there. I always recommend putting some sort of caption that's attention grabbing. Again, put in some hashtags if you'd like to.
And add text in the video if you want.
Definitely add text. And then this is where you could also save your cover.
Mm-hmm.
It'll ask you what kind of cover do you want. Otherwise, it's just going to be a picture of your face.
And you can add. So you can either like go to a certain point in the video where for the cover,
yeah.
And you can use that, or you can add from your camera roll.
Yep. So it's all pretty cool.
Which is cool.
You have options.
Then you just click post. A couple other like really nitty gritty things is you can choose to have your reel not show up in the feed and it just show up in reels. So you can choose that. I always say just let it scroll through the feed.
I was not, and then I started publishing to my feed, and then I will take it off of my feed.
Yeah, so I'll take it off my grid.
My grid, exactly.
Yeah. So when someone comes to my profile on Instagram, they have to click on the Reels tab to see all my reels. But if someone were just to open Instagram and start scrolling through the feed, it'll show there, but it will not, or not just in like the Reels section.
Okay.
Of
yeah.
the app. Does I knew that what make sense? Saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually why I started doing that. Cause Jessie said to, she was doing it that way. So I actually took that tip from you.
I feel like more people see it when more it's in people the feed do. Because not as many people are specifically going to the Reels section of the app and they're staying in their feed.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So you kind of hit them in both places. But at the same time, I am testing one out because it looks fine on my grid. And so I have one reel right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of testing it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
With these new features, you kind of have to play around a little bit and really see what happens and test what you like and don't like. But otherwise, you guys are so ready to go and do a reel now.
Yeah. I want to see your reels.
I want to see your reels too.
I don't know, guys. Like, Reels is just a really unique way to get in front of your audience. I mean, they lead to DMs. Ask me or Stephanie. We've both had people that have been like, I've seen your reels, and now I'm in your DMs.
I'm going to have to hire someone to come go through my DMs right now.
You know, but it's just, you should be using it. That's all I have to say.
100%. Nothing else to say. Go and do a reel. Cannot wait to hear from all of you guys on your experiences. If you have something good to say, then put it in our review section. I'd love to hear some comments and some feedback, honestly.
For sure. And I mean, go follow us on Instagram. Make sure you're following us. You know, we are at Socially Modern is our podcast Instagram. And then you can go follow me at Miss Jessie Lockhart.
And my handle is at Hey Stephanie Mainville.
So go follow us. Send us a DM.
We'd love to hear from you.
Awesome, guys. Go make a reel. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.